Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. And it's time for this week's edition of Media Wise in association with Cumasúin na mBan. And we're here to help you question and manage your personal media environment with guests each week talking about all aspects of media literacy. And I'm delighted to have Vicky O'Rourke, who is a senior lecturer at the Faculty of Business at Atlantic Technological University in Donegal. How are you, Vicky?
I'm great, thanks. Thank you for having me here today.
I mean, how can we protect ourselves from this ever-changing marketing place we're living in these days and all these marketing tactics we come across?
I think the first thing we can do is become advertising literate. We need to learn how to recognise ads firstly and to understand their purpose. I think that's a challenge actually, because sometimes advertisements are hidden and we don't always firstly recognise them. And secondly, we often don't understand the selling intent or the persuasive intent of them. Some of my research is focused on children, and between the ages of 8 and 12, their media literacy really develops, or there's the opportunity for it to develop, because it's a key developmental stage where their knowledge of persuasion and the persuasive tactics that people use, not only in face-to-face communications, but in the media, grows. It's challenging to protect ourselves from the ever-changing marketing tactics, because as we become more expert and skilled, then the nature and the form of the commercial messages changes and it becomes more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's more stealthy and more covert. You know, we all need to have an awareness of algorithms. So it's challenging to keep abreast of all of these changes. And I think the thing is, we've got to have an awareness around advertising literacy, what an ad is, what it's trying to get us to do. And then the other side of it is, we also need to have an awareness of search engines. You know, for example, what search engine do you use to search for information?
Yeah, I use Google all the time.
Me too. I sometimes use Bing, and maybe sometimes I use DuckDuckGo. But the trend for young people is they use social media platforms such as TikTok as search engines, and teenagers, a lot of them use Instagram. It's very important that they question the content that's been returned to them. Is it paid for content, or is it the most popular or viewed content that's been returned? Who's sending it, and what do they want to achieve in sending it?
Yeah, because I think about when I was growing up, it was really about TV advertising and being sold toys, let's say, that weren't exactly what they were telling us they were going to be. But nowadays, young people have it from all directions. And as you say, it's got so sophisticated, hasn't it?
Exactly. Now, consumption of media is much more individual, with TVs in bedrooms, tablets, mobile phones. So commercial organisations bypass that guidance and they communicate directly with children from a very young age. And
yeah, because the parents may not necessarily be there in the room with them while they're viewing all this stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, some recent surveys from Ofcom and from CyberSafe Kids suggested that, you know, pretty much all children go online and the majority of them have a mobile phone or a tablet.
I mean, you mentioned the algorithm and you mentioned, for example, children going with the flow. If it's the most popular search result, is that not leading children all down the one path, which may not necessarily be the path you want them on?
This exactly is the challenge. You know, if you think, right, we're talking one example there of search engines. And if we also talk about things such as, you know, other stealthy appeals, so in-app purchases while playing a game, or if you're enjoying YouTube, there's user-generated content that's promoting certain types of products, etc. And, you know, we do a lot to try and improve the situation. Influencers need to disclose when they're promoting something that they're being paid to do.
Yeah.
But a recent survey found, I think it was carried out by the European Commission, found that a majority of social media influencers fail to disclose paid content. And that's in contravention of the guidelines, you know. So it's very hard, because not everybody sticks to the rules, and social media is global. So you're right, we need to educate children as well. We need to educate them so that they're able to make more informed decisions for themselves.
How do you go about educating kids? What approach do you take? What things can you do?
There's probably two sides to that, and schools definitely have a role to play, but I might mention parents first, because I'm a parent myself and we all have a role to play as well.
Yeah.
We need to talk to children about messages. We need to talk about what ones they noticed and whether they think those messages are real or fake and why. We all need to be aware that, you know, the minimum age to sign up to TikTok in Ireland is 13, but the digital age of consent is 16. So therefore, a child needs the guardian's consent to sign up. And it's the same for YouTube and Snapchat and Instagram. So we also need to be aware of the great resources that are available. The Be Media Smart campaign happens every October, November, and that's a collaboration by Media Literacy Ireland and the Commission in Mon. And there's a multitude of small-scale initiatives and education and training events that happen for adults as well as for younger generations. And BeMediaSmart.ie is a very good resource. Hopefully we're all aware that Safer Internet Day was earlier this month.
Yeah.
And there was lots of available resources available online. WebWise is a good resource.
Which are all still there, by the way.
Absolutely. But in terms of schools, so much has happened and changed in schools. There's not only changes in how we consume media in terms of the use of technology, but also how we interact with technology for learning. And there's lots and lots of great work going on in schools. But I think it's very important to recognise that there's a real challenge trying to fit everything into the curriculum, and curriculum is very, very crowded. So there is one specific module or subject, SPHE, that has learning outcomes that really focus on media literacy. But the beauty of the curriculum is that media literacy is weaved through lots of subjects. So it's weaved through English, history and others, where children are challenged to be critical in the reading and their exploration of text. I think that's very, very useful. And I know curriculumonline.ie has some good resources. And most recently, I've been working on a project called the Mighty Media Project, and it's funded by the European Union. And we've developed a new set of free, digitized, interactive educational resources to help children's media literacy. So we've created YouTube videos, online quizzes, Minecraft education worlds, and they can be used at home or they can be used in school. And if teachers wish, there are lesson plans with PowerPoint slides around topics including what is media, what is advertising, what is fake news, and what is social media. And those resources, I suppose, are all designed for children who are in third and fourth class or in fifth and sixth class by showing them examples of techniques that social media influencers themselves use. And many use very different types of appeals to try and engage the audience. You know, we know a FOMO, fear of missing out, or, you know, emotional appeals, for example, maybe a cute cat or a funny music or a TikTok meme. It's really important to just say that it's okay to like all of those things and to enjoy them. That's fine. But then stop and think and check the facts before deciding for yourself if you believe a message or not. And I think that's the key message that has to be given and is being given by all of the resources that are available, not only for parents and for children outside of school, but also within schools.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Stop and think before A, you buy anything, or B, believe something you're being shown is true and factual.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Vicky O'Rourke, for joining us on MediaWise.
Thanks for having me.
So stay safe, stay MediaWise. Back for another edition on Saturday Live next weekend. Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax.